is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Donald Trump returns to Butler, Pennsylvania, nearly 3 months after an assassin's bullet clipped his ear there. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports.
Rob Hunt was standing just 25 yards away from the stage that day in July.
If he was willing to come back to where he was shot, I'm willing to come back.
What does it mean to you that he's returning to this place?
It means that, hey, he's a fighter and he's going to fight for us.
A week after Hurricane Helene, thousands still without basic services. CBS's Janet Shamlian reports from North Carolina.
Floodwaters took everything from Alvin Stiles except his faith in humanity.
These are toiletries, toothbrushes, a deodorant soap, washcloths.
All right, we can always use that stuff.
His home in Morgantown, North Carolina, destroyed. Stiles sleeps in a tent. Even amid unimaginable loss, he's lifted by kindness.
Human kindness, nature's cruelty. Another hurricane could be on its way.
Tropical storm Milton already starting to develop now on the west side of the Gulf of Mexico. It's a weak tropical storm, but it's going to quickly intensify to a 2, if not a category 3 hurricane by Tuesday into Wednesday. And unfortunately for Florida, which is still cleaning up after Helene, this could give us an additional 10 to 12 inches of rain.
CBS forecaster Andrew Kozak in college football.
An upset for the ages.
And the biggest win on the West End. Vanderbilt takes down number one Alabama.
That as heard on SEC Network as Vanderbilt beat top-ranked Alabama 40-35. The Commodores had never beaten a top five team in college football before. Students rushed the field and tore down the goalpost before marching it through downtown Nashville. Head coach Clark Lee.
It's a big win, and, you know, to capture that stadium, and as we're kneeling the ball out, you know, just a picture in my mind of what the dream is.
The last time Vandy beat Bama was in 1984. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Overseas now to Lebanon. Israeli air attacks on Hezbollah targets in Beirut continued. The BBC's Lena Sinjab was there.
It was really apocalyptic. These people felt that they are watching hell on earth. Fire, the constant attacks, the fear.
On the eve of the first anniversary of the October 7th massacres in Israel, Christian, Muslim, and Jewish leaders in Britain have issued an unprecedented joint statement condemning the Hamas terror attacks. But in London yesterday, tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian marchers condemned the Israeli assaults on Lebanon, some holding placards supporting Hezbollah. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Think rapping is only for young people? Listen to this.
That's Sunny and the Seven Princesses, a South Korean rap group with an average age of 85. They're rapping about growing chili peppers, cucumbers, and eggplants, and they're going viral on social media. They were part of a group of older adults who learned how to read and write the Korean alphabet at a community center in their farming village, then turned to poetry and started writing and performing rap last summer. South Korea's prime minister sent them a congratulatory message on their first anniversary, praising their passion for learning. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
And finally, we're getting reports that an American climber and a British companion have been found alive after 2 days missing on an Indian mountaintop. Michelle Dvorak and Faye Manners had radioed for help after their equipment fell down a ravine. A helicopter search had to be called off, but now a French team report they met the pair, trekking down to where rescuers can reach them. I'm Vicki Barker, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on tap for today with breezy west winds up around 30 miles per hour and highs in the upper 60s. Clear skies tonight. Breezy northwest winds continue with lows in the mid-40s. On Monday, sunny skies, northwest winds in mid-60s. Currently 62 degrees.
Hey! Mark to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door.
Favorites. WRJN.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Enjoy shows like The Daily, Up First, and Consider This, available ad-free on Amazon Music. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/ad-free. That's amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
you should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When we're all alone, keep it up, girl.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
World. these tears that I'm crying reflects the hurt I can't control. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Everybody's coming. surfing USA.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I was born in a dream.
Falling in love. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, we're sinking ocean.